the gospel of God is an awesome thing. And the seeds we sow are, how do I put it? The seeds, well, we reap what we sow. And we reap after the kind of seed that we sow. Because, as it is written, you will reap what you sow. And so if we sow seeds that are lightweight seeds, we get lightweight plants. And that's how it is. So if you sow Jesus loves you plants, seeds, you get Jesus loves you plants. And that is, God says go make disciples. And he said, go, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is upon you. Repent ye. What can I say? Lord, if we sow seeds that Jesus loves you and God is a wonderful plan for your life, they're just not going to be plants that have repentance in them of any great magnitude. They're not going to hand their whole lives over to God because they don't have to, because God's going to make their life wonderful. That is not the salvation that God has to offer. The salvation that God has to offer is not your life, but the life of Christ. It's, you're dead. You're a dead man. And you were killed at Calvary with Christ. And you are not, the life you have is not worth living because you're a sinner man. And sinner men go to hell, to the fires that never stop, where the worm never dies and the fire's never quenched. Where there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's a place of outer darkness where the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. These are facts. And these facts are part of the gospel. They're designed to create a strong incentive to grow roots and to repent of your sins and to turn your heart over to God and to seek the mercies and the sacrifice which is in Christ Jesus. And as we receive Jesus' sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb, as we receive that, as we embrace the death of Jesus Christ, we embrace our death. That's the death of the sinner man in us. As we embrace his resurrection, we embrace his life. And as we embrace his life, we embrace our new life, which is his life, the life of Christ in us. That's the salvation that God has to offer. But people will not hand over their lives to God unless they find out that their lives are the life of a sinner, not worth living, and going to hell. But if you don't tell them that they're a sinner headed for hell, they won't turn their lives over to God. They just won't do it. They don't have to. Why would they ever want to sacrifice or deny themselves? They've already received all the free gifts of everything. They don't have to do anything. And so you get people who don't do anything. And if they even are Christians, maybe if they stay Christians, if they are Christians, that is, they won't bear any fruit to God. They won't serve him. And so what good are they? I mean, if we're in the business of glorifying God, even Jesus Christ in the flesh, then what good is it to make a believer? Well, there's plenty of make believers, and we're supposed to make disciples, not believers. Disciples forsake all. They deny themselves. They hate their own lives. They even hate their loved ones compared to the love of God. They just cannot be satisfied with anything but serving God. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. We're saved to come out of this world, out from among them, to serve the living God. Out of mercy on us and on them that do not preach the true gospel or the whole gospel, which includes being baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire, that gives you the power to live the life of Christ. Glory be to God Almighty. Praise your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord.